Good morning. 7:40 a.m. on Friday, August the 30th, 2024, here on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And I survived. I survived. Yesterday was a trial by dentist. I have them periodically, these trials. Yeah. The closed sidewalk sign doesn't bode well. Anyway, I cross. Walk on the other side. It's a noisy morning this morning. I don't quite know what the story is, but I guess I got spoiled the other morning. I was out walking at sunrise, and at 6:30 in the morning, there's not a lot of traffic. At 7 o'clock, the gates apparently open or something. I don't know. It was very strange. Very busy morning on the West 20th, and there's a lot of traffic on the side streets too. Anyway. I survived the dentist. I had three teeth prepped for crowns. I have my temporaries. I'll have the actual crowns put in about 3 weeks, I guess. So, there's that. I got Zola working much better now. I have a better feel for how the pieces work together. I found the include directive, the one that I kept looking for. And the reason it wasn't working is that I didn't have the include files in the right place. Because there's apparently a place for includes to go that isn't intuitively obvious to the casual observer. At least this casual observer. Nose. Schnoz is running this morning. Eyes are itching this morning. And it's only like 52 degrees. But walking for a quarter of a mile with the sun shining in my back really warmed me up a lot. So it's a rather pleasant morning. My fingers are cold, but the rest of me is too warm. Yeah, so it goes. All right, I'm gonna cross back over. Get on the right side of the street here. What am I reading? Bronwyn O'Shea's The Calling. O-S-H-E-A, O'Shea. It's pretty good. It's a little YA. The main characters are all late teens, early 20s. Lots of the kind of, what am I going to be if and when I grow up? But really enjoyable. I'm liking the world building. I won't talk too much about the world building because it's actually pretty interesting to watch it develop. The first quarter of the book is like, all right, what is this? What? Who are these people? It takes a while. Or it took me a while, let's put it that way. It took me a while to figure out what the relationship between the two bodies was. Probably because I was distracted by everything else going on. And dummy me, I went to the grocery store on Wednesday and did not get enough groceries to last me through the weekend because I wasn't thinking. Which is, if I take my life as a whole, because I wasn't thinking is pretty much sums it up. Anything you care to name. There's only a few things that I actually thought about and did. A couple of things I thought about and did anyway. That's the way it goes. You know, some things, I mean, you just can't predict, even though you think you have, how it's going to work out. Because, yeah, life happens. Two days off, my back hurts. I don't know if it's because I took 2 days off or just because my back hurts today. Those two things are not necessarily related, although... No, probably not related at all now that I think of it. What do I know? Oh, smell of pine trees this morning. Oh, that's delicious. And spruces, too. I'm walking past a bunch of pines and spruce. Oh, these are all pines. That was a spruce back there. Oh, it smells great. Pine sol is not pine scented. I don't care. It's fake. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not. I mean, that was pine. That was pine. That was lovely. Oh, and that's a dryer sheet. So today I want to work some more on the Zola. I found some of the pieces. I got the website, the mock-up website, going pretty well right at the moment. I really like it. And I've got some more stuff I want to do with it. So that'll be fun. I got a little bit more work to do on that. Also coming up on the end of the month, so I've got to think about what I'm going to put in my month end, or my first of the month, September, blog post. Something snappy. Actually more of the same. It's going to be a lot of, I'll try. Actually, I'm planning on going home, and I'm happy with the way Zola is working right at the moment. I'm happy with the way I understand how Zola works right at the moment. And what I need to do next is set that aside. Oh my God, there's people everywhere here. Pox. Now, one of them's the coach. I can tell by the way he's walking. Good morning. Good morning. Good, how are you?
Good, good.
I like this weather.
Yes.
Good morning. All right. Walking on the outside, practically in the traffic lane. Two people on the sidewalk, the coach walking in the gutter. And there's another couple coming up fast. Oh my God. What are you people doing out here? Go away. This is my quiet time. So anyway, I think I'm going to put Zola down for a little bit this morning and go see what I can do with Roger. I have Roger in the middle of something that I want to see if I can get. I want to see if I can get it moving. I want to see if I can find some momentum. I want to see if I can get more than 10 words at a time before I lose interest and walk away. Because if I can't stay interested in it, I don't expect anybody else is going to. I mean, that's just stupid. All right, not stupid. It's unrealistic, perhaps. That's probably a better term. Yeah, okay, still running. I just had to check because I was fiddling in the pocket with the recorder in it. Ah, and they're coming up behind me. God damn. I'm gonna turn. Maybe they'll go straight. I've done a number here. Oh, good, they did. It's not that I'm antisocial, although, honestly, I am a little bit. It's just that I'm not masked at the moment. I don't want to talk. I don't want to walk within 6 feet of somebody else. I don't want to walk within 10 feet of somebody else. I'm in enough risk factors as it is. Oh, this is pleasant. Growth has been tearing down. Coming up on a get ready, say it with me. I'm gonna post. That field, which was filled with wildflowers and lovely, is now not. I love these little sunflower bushes with all of the different sunflower heads on them. I wonder if they're self-seeding. If I could just get them going. I don't know what variety they are. They're certainly not giant sunflowers. They're probably something like dwarf sunflowers or something. I don't know. So yeah, I want to see if I can get a little momentum going. Get a run up to September. See if I can get that writing habit going again. That would go a long way toward, well, toward getting a book out, to getting a draft so that I can clean it up and get a good book out. Think about all of the things I was planning on doing, because it's the end of the month and the end of the quarter, and we're down to the last 3 months starting Sunday. And I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking about all the things I wanted to get done this year. And none of them. Pretty much none of them. But the problem, of course, is my head is not where it needed to be. I think I was still burnt out from before I had the cancer trauma and treatment trauma, the ongoing reminder that I can't taste anything, or very much, very well. The upside, of course, is that I can remember what things taste like very, very vividly. The downside, of course, is that when I eat that thing, I don't taste that. And it's like, oh, that's disappointing. So I eat a lot of the same stuff because it all tastes the same. My menu planning is uninspired. I made chili last night for the first time without adding all kinds of beans and corns and salsas and everything else. It was just the ground beef and a can of tomatoes and onions and garlic and pot full of chili powder and a bit of cumin, and it came out pretty good. I still can't quite taste it, but the texture of it was good, so that I could really eat it and enjoy it. Wasn't all larded up with stuff. It's that awkward time of year. I was glad for the extra shirt this morning when I started, and I'm less enthusiastic about it right now. I'll have to remember that tomorrow. I also have to get out earlier tomorrow. This noise. Well, it'll be Saturday, so it won't be quite so bad. That Nissan looks an awful lot like my Optima. all of these little white cars that look like siblings. My hearing aids are making that dog barks, that yappy dog sound like a crow screeching or something. For all I know, it is like a dark, like a crow screeching, and it's telling me exactly what it should sound like and not what I'm expecting to hear. Almost back. I got disappointed this like yesterday. I won an auction for a pen. One of the limited edition Lamy Safaris. And I got it pretty cheap. I was happy with it. And it was supposed to have been delivered, it was marked as delivered yesterday by the postal service. And yet I don't have it. Somebody else has it, or it got lost in the sauce when they were making the delivery yesterday. I'll wait till another day before I give up on it altogether. But I suspect somebody else has now got my purple Lamy Safari. Now, all the broken pens I bought, all the pens I bought and had not a problem at all. You know, one in, it's probably over 100. Yeah, not bad. I don't think there's any recourse because it was just sent postal service. Maybe whoever has it in their mailbox will return to sender, or not this address, or drop it off on my door, maybe. Hope springs eternal. Little fox squirrel caught in the middle of the road there. Run away, little squirrel. This car's coming. Ah, well, be that as it may, I needed to get out, walk off some of the tension. And I think I've survived that. I think I've done that well. Or at least done that, full stop. Because look at me, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.